باب في الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. الحمد لله. This is the 23rd chapter of Riyadh al-Salihin, and this chapter is regarding commanding good and forbidding evil. And this is the terminology that we all are accustomed to. We hear it quite often: أمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر, commanding good and forbidding evil. This commanding good and forbidding evil, you will find there are various verses in the Holy Quran that instructs us to command good and forbid evil. But commanding good and forbidding evil has to be understood correctly, how to command good and how to forbid evil. Inshallah, as we do the hadith, we will explain. قال الله تعالى وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there should be amongst you a group of people who call towards, who invite towards good. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, they command what is good. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and they forbid evil. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah says these are the successful ones. These are the ones who are kamyab. Another verse, Allah Ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. That you are the best of nations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected this ummah, and Allah has regarded this ummah to be the best of nations. And what does the ummah do? It commands towards good and forbids evil. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَعَارِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Adopt forgiveness. Forgive people. Somebody has done wrong to you, then you must adopt forgiveness, overlook, pardon him. وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ. The word عُرْف and مَعْرُوف mean the same thing. And command what is good. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. And ignore the ignorant ones. So if somebody is being ignorant towards you, then you should ignore it. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. Believers, male and female, they are friends to one another. The word has been used, awliya. Awliya means wali. Wali means a friend. So a believer is a friend to another believer. Males and males, females and also females. So in other words, males and females, believing males and believing females, they are friends to one another. In what way? يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. They command good and they forbid evil. وقال تعالى لعن الذين كفروا من بني إسرائيل على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوه لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون. الله تعالى says regarding the Bani Israel that those who disbelieve the Bani Israel, they were cursed, لعنة, they were cursed upon the tongue of داود عليه الصلاة والسلام and Isa alayhi salatu salam. In other words, Allah Ta'ala cursed them via the tongues of Dawood alayhi salatu salam and Isa alayhi salatu salam. Why were the Bani Israel cursed? Why the disbelievers were cursed amongst them? ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. Because they were disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they transgressed the bounds. كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهُونَ عَمْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوهُ. Whenever they did some evil, they did not resist from it. فَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, evil is that which they did. So whenever they committed evil, they did not resist from it and nobody prevented them from that evil. So their friends did not stop them from the evil and they pursued and they continued that evil. They went beyond the bounds that they transgressed the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala then cursed them. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Allah Ta'ala says, say the truth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Say, the truth is from your Rabb. Whoever is willing to believe, then he should believe. Whoever is not willing to believe, then let him disbelieve. Allah is not giving us right to disbelieve. Allah Ta'ala is saying, in other words, he take heed to my instruction, my command. If you are not going to believe in me, then obviously you will suffer the consequences of that. Like a teacher tells a pupil that you want to study, you don't want to study, don't study. In other words, the teacher is not encouraging the child not to study. If you are not going to study, then you are going to fail and you are going to suffer the consequences. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَاسْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرُ. Allah Ta'ala informs and commands Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, proclaim openly, فَاسْدَعْ. Go openly and proclaim bima tu'maru, whatever you have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال تعالى وأنجينا الذين أنجينا الذين ينهون عن السوء وأخذنا الذين ظلموا بعذاب بئيس بما كانوا يفسقون. Allah Ta'ala says that we saved and we gave salvation to those who used to forbid evil, those who would resist from evil. وأخذنا الذين ظلموا, and those who oppress, we seized them بعذاب بئيس, with a dreadful punishment. بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ, because of the disobedience. So these verses are all talking about obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, refraining from evil, and also commanding others towards good, and prohibiting others from evil. So you find that أَمَرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ أَنَّهِ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ is something which is obligatory. It's a responsibility upon every single Muslim. And what is the primary reason for this? When we see evil taking place in any society, any community, and if that evil is not stopped, then it will increase, it will grow, it will flourish, and the entire community will then suffer the decadence and the evil of this sin. So if there's, for example, wine that is being drunk freely in a community, and nobody is stopping it, everybody will be then drunk, and everybody will, or they will suffer the consequences of people who drink. And we see this in our communities today. When there's drugs become rife. When there's zina, that becomes rife. So what happens? The entire community, the innocent one also, the young children, everybody becomes affected by this evil. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to command people with good and do it with kindness, with compassion. When you command a person with good, it does not mean, even though hadith is talking about physically you stop the person, it does not mean you must bash the person and hurt the person and physically abuse the person. No. Shariat is worried and concerned about our upbringing, our nurturing, our tarbiyah, our purity, our iman, our a'mal, the environment we live in. And therefore, command good and prohibit evil. If you're not going to stop this evil, it's going to flourish and everybody is going to suffer. The hadith that we can do is very, very simple. We have heard this hadith many times. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان رواه مسلم. رسول الله says when you see any evil being committed فليغيره بيده, then you should change it with your hand. Let me explain. If you have the authority, if you have the authority to do so, in other words, you're the ruler of the country, you're the head of the family, you're the ustad and principal of the institution, you are the trustee of an organization, you see some evil taking place, you have the authority, you are the father, so you can command your son. You can very easily take away that munkar, the evil act that he is busy involved in, the haram that he is involved in. For example, Allah save us, if your child is taking drugs, so as a parent, it is easy for you because you have the authority. You are senior to him. You are the one who instructs him. You are the one who guides him. So in your case, it is easy for you to take away that evil, discard of it, and change it physically by means of your hand. So this is the meaning. It's not that if somebody goes to any place and he does not have authority in that area, and somebody who is young, he doesn't have authority over his seniors, then he just physically changes something. No. مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرُهُ بِيَدِهِ refers to, if you have that authority, then do it in a very nice way, so that there is a change of that evil. The evil must be replaced by good. That is a change. So a person should do it physically. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِ, you don't have the ability, you don't have the authority, you are unable to change it by means of your hand physically, then at least by means of your tongue. Explain to the person, advise him, give him sound advice. We did النصيحة. Explain to him the harms of the thing that he is perpetrating. What's going to happen to him? What is the azab for it? Nicely explain to him. Try and change the condition. When he's just explaining, the other is you must try and convince him in such a way that there is a change in his life and that munkar, the evil action, is then discarded from his life. فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ, if you are unable to even change something by means of your tongue, so you couldn't physically change it, you couldn't change it by means of your tongue, فَبِقَلْبِ, then change it with your heart. Now ulama explain, what is the meaning of changing by the heart? In other words, you should have this pain in your heart. And you should ponder and reflect that, how can I
help this person to come out of this rut, to come out of this evil. In other words, now you are beginning to ponder, you're not thinking bad of the person, you are thinking bad of the evil action, and now you'll contemplate, perhaps if I speak to this person and that person who has some authority, then inshallah if they speak to this person, then this evil can be removed. In other words, you are contemplating, you are using your mind, your heart. وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ But this is the weakest of iman. The highest level is when a person is able to change it physically, and then if he's unable to change it physically, the second level is by means of his tongue. But at least, ulama say, feel the evil in your heart. This is the weakest of iman. You couldn't change the evil, but at least think of it in your heart and have firm intention that you will try and change it the moment you are able to do so. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar. The many ahadith, inshallah, we will continue tomorrow. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.